More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Back in 1905, Idaho lawmakers asked an architectural firm to draw the plans for the state's new Capitol building. The company drew the floor plans, the sketches, the drawings, as well as the specifications for the central part of what became the Idaho State House. Well, now, more than 100 of those original drawings and paintings, still held by Hummel Architects, are being donated to the Idaho State Archives. Joining us now are Idaho State Historical Society Executive Director Janet Gallimore and Carrie Applegate with Hummel Architects. I want to welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So, Janet, tell us about the donation. Can you describe some of the drawings and paintings for us?
Well, we are extraordinarily thrilled to be in this partnership with Hummel Company and have their trust for this donation. The collection is substantive, and they are the drawings that the craftsmen would use to be able to create the Capitol. A couple of my favorite pieces I just want to make note of is beautiful watercolor rendering of the proposed addition to the Capitol central portion that would include the wings. This one was hand colored on top of the drawing. It's got to be, I don't know, 3 by 4 feet large. And it is just incredible in order to give the idea of what the Capitol expansion might have looked at. So it's an oblique setting. It's got beautiful detailing of the front of the Capitol, the lawn, people in front of it. And that's at a time, of course, when, you know, you didn't have computer renderings that could just show you that, like you can go into and have that done for your houses now. So that's a favorite piece. And it is framed and it just absolutely large scale, beautiful. One of the drawings that's my favorite is drawing number 66, which shows the Jefferson Street elevation of the Idaho State Capitol, and then very fine drawn details of the dome and all of the details on the dome, the eagle and the pediments on the front step. So what I guess my takeaway is about these drawings is they're extraordinarily detailed so that the craftsman could take that guidance and create the structure.
So, Janet, why, from a historical standpoint, are these renderings so important?
Well, I think that there's layers of reasons why, but I think one of the things that I'd like our listeners to know is that they're hand-drawn originals. And so I think that, that makes them extraordinarily special for the record and for inclusion in the collection here at the Idaho State Archives. So, They're the original real deal. And we know that our people who love history and love historic preservation in our state really are captivated when they see the original material. So that's one reason for their importance. But again, giving the context to what these drawings mean is that they were drawn at a time when the craftsmen would have to interpret from these drawings how to create those Corinthian capitals and how to make the details of the woodwork. And so they are so extraordinarily specific in terms of their detail that a craftsman would be able to translate that into the building that we have today.
And Carrie, why did Hummel Architects decide to donate these documents to the State Archives?
Well, Janet and Andy Erstadt from the Capitol Commission were very persuasive to our leadership and convinced us that they would be the best stewards of this collection for future generations. You know, the State Archive has the resources necessary and facilities that will allow researchers to fully access the collection, which we never had the ability to allow researchers into our offices.
So I want to talk a little bit about the history behind these drawings. So let's go all the way back to 1905. 15 companies submitted designs for this new Capitol building. So Janet, who got the winning bid and what happened next?
Well, of course, Tortelet and Hummel got the winning bid for the work on the Capitol. And then, of course, they set into motion planning and drawing and doing and trying to go from their vision of what this Capitol could be, which, of course, it follows the symmetry of the bicameral legislative process. And it also is a very, it was the building itself, the vision for the building came from looking at the U.S. Capitol, and it's an example of Beaux Arts design. So with that vision in mind, then the drawings had to be really worked on and completed. And the original central structure of the Capitol was completed in 1913. So you can see that between the years of 1905 and 1913, a lot of work had to be done to do the drawings and then translate those drawings into the engineering and the construction that made the Capitol what it is, the central portion, what it was by 1913.
Okay, because the collection, if I understand properly, Janet, contains drawings from 1911 as well. So are those original drawings and sketches too? I mean, I assume maybe they just had to, you know, they made modifications and things like that from 1905 to 1911 until it was built in 1913?
So there's sort of two, well, there's three phases if we get to the modern phase, but the central structure was developed between 1905 and 1913. And then the wings on the central structure opened later, but those drawings from 1911 are the ones that then started to work on the wings. And so that's where you get the two wings that extend off of the central portion of the structure.
Okay. So, Carrie, I want to talk a little bit more about Hummel Architects for maybe people who don't know a lot about your company, because you've been working in Idaho in the Northwest for an incredibly long time, this company has.
That's right. We've been in business for 127 years. We took a tiny little break during World War II, but everybody else did too. but we've helped design many landmarks throughout Boise and Idaho and the Pacific Northwest, especially in Boise. If you live in Boise, there's chances are that you've driven by at least one or two Hummel buildings on your way to work, or maybe you work in a Hummel building. Maybe you go to school in a Hummel building. We're still a full-service architecture and interior design firm located in Boise and Idaho Falls, and we try to celebrate our heritage, but also celebrate the work that we're doing now for our current clients as well.
So name some of the buildings around the area that maybe people would recognize, but don't necessarily know that Hummel, was the designers behind this.
Well, some of my favorites are the Egyptian Theater, of course. That was designed by Frank Hummel in the 20s. Also Boise High, North Junior High. Most of the original buildings on the Boise State campus were part of Boise Junior College, and that was all built and designed by Hummel Architects with the help of the Works Project Administration. Like I said, there's just so many that you just start naming them off, and they're just the tip of the iceberg. And some of our more recent projects are we've worked with St. Luke's and Boise State with the new material research facility on campus. And we just continue to do work wherever we can to help the public good.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie, why was it important for Hummel to give this donation? I mean, I know you mentioned that you don't necessarily have the space in your offices, but I would think that there's, you know, a bit more to it than we don't have space.
Well, throughout our history, our founders and partners have made it a priority for us to maintain as much of our archives as we can for future generations. And the Hummel family, especially Charles Hummel, always knew the value and importance of keeping our archives, especially as many of the materials together as we can for future historians. So, like I said, the Idaho State Archive is just a wonderful resource, and they'll be able to give researchers access to these materials. But, you know, a single sheet alone has an incredible level of details. So researchers really need the time to be able to look at every single detail. And, it was a space issue, but also we're architects. We're not necessarily archivists. So, we feel really good teaming with the Idaho State Archives with this collection.
And Shannon, how important are these drawings to history and to the history of the Idaho State House?
Well, arguably the State House is the most important building in our state. I mean, it's the place where decisions get made for by the community, by the state representatives, for the citizens of Idaho. And it is the symbol of Idaho's freedom and Idaho's governance. So I think that when you think about it and put it in that perspective, this is where since 1881. Well, the government has been in place, the territorial mm-hmm. government, since 1881. And of course, the state became a state in 1890. So this place is an important place in Idaho's history. Clearly, having these singularly unique, rare, and again, original drawings preserved for the future to ensure their care is one major element of having them come to the Idaho State Archives, but then having them available for public access and research, whether that's the Capitol Commission, should there be any work on the building, or authors or folks who are architectural historians looking to use the collection for research. The Idaho State Archives is really the premier repository for archival material in the state of Idaho. And it is our honor to be able to have these for preservation and public access.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting us share the story.
Well, we have been speaking with Idaho State Historical Society Executive Director Jan Gallimore and Carrie Applegate with Hummel Architects about a donation of original drawings of the Idaho State House to the Idaho State Archives. Now, you can see some of the drawings when the donation happens tomorrow, that's Tuesday, at 2:30 at the governor's office. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.